Okay. The title of this is The Fallacy of Yasmin Sabu. Stop being nice to fuckboys. My best friend told me this today, and I had an epiphany. When I get with my friends, somehow we always end up talking about guys. That's what females do. Despite the amount of guy bashing posts I really don't believe that all guys are trash. Just most of them. Okay, a few. Okay, she's trying to be honest. What is in our DNA that makes us attracted to fuckboys, especially when all the signs are there in the beginning? Sis, you can't run around with SZA yelling, why you bother me when you know you don't want me? When you steadily text him back, even when he doesn't respond to you, but has time to snap about an unfulfilling lunch. How about we change up the script a bit and put more effort into the guy that has the qualities you desire from the beginning? I don't want to hear anything about how opposites attract. Nah, fam, it don't work that way. Your positive go-getter attitude should not attract a guy who doesn't have any respect for you. The thrill that comes with dating a bad boy usually ends with you at the bottom of a Moscato, search your favorite drink, talking about how niggas ain't shit. Well, that is true because some women were not taught from a young age what type of man to go after. Or they usually rebel against the advice they've been given, and then they wonder why they end up single mothers, depressed, sometimes broke, and in serious cases, sometimes killing themselves. I met a nice guy not too long ago. He was polite, text during my normal hours, and could have held a decent conversation. Naturally, I made up a number of reasons why I couldn't pursue him, and I friend-zoned him. As I spent time reflecting, I remembered a time when I met a fuckboy who knew just what to say and when to say it to keep me on his line. He was a jerk, but I credited his bad behavior as having the personality and swag. I knew a woman who I talked to before. We were friends. We did smash before. And I asked her, why don't you just pick a guy within your tax bracket? She says, because they're boring. The guys she dated were, let's say they were ancient dudes. They were literally Pookie and Ray Rays. Okay, they used to beat on her, steal her shit. And that was the type of guys she wanted. She would date men that were married, but the guys who had decent personalities, she didn't want them. But she wanted the guys that, you know, but the guys who, you know, came out of prison and did all types of foul shit and had her doing things she wasn't supposed to be doing. Hey, that's what made her pussy wet, unfortunately. And the reality is, sometimes it's just the fact that they're more aggressive, they're more daring. Bad boys, they're willing to take risks. And sometimes guys, you know, were brought up, you know, not that way. They don't know how to take a risk. Okay. Unfortunately, with these women, they see the bad boys, especially in the black community. They see the dope dealer. They see the guy who's a thug. They see the guy who's fucked up in his ways. That's the guy that makes their pussy wet, and that's the guy that they fall for. Now, there is a frame of masculinity that they have, but it's screwed up. Okay, that's the kicker. It's screwed up. Okay, so they end up getting with this dude. He ends up playing them, breaking their heart, and they're drunk. They're crying, and, you know, in my case, I end up fucking them. I end up fucking these women. Because, you know, they're vulnerable. But at the same time, you know, I was their friend and we're also smash buddies. But the reality is of the situation, the thing is, women who play the field like this, women who like to have, you know, sex with bad boys, the more they do this, the more they diminish their ability to bond with somebody that is good for them. It's like, you're a decent person, you're a good guy, you date any women like this, like Yasmin Sabu, a bad boy comes up that makes a pussy wet, there's a likely chance she will cheat on you. A big chance. Because she's so used to having the D-boys or the fuck boys, you know, it's like you never seen those Looney Tunes cartoons or an Indiana Jones? Basically, yeah, Indiana Jones is a better example. Okay, there's a guy in there when Indiana Jones is running through the streets of a Middle Eastern country, and this guy, he's playing the flute, and the snake comes out of the basket. That's the same way it is when a woman has a lot of fuck boys in her system. All that fuckboy got to say the right words and the right cue, and that's like him playing the flute. And she's like a snake dancing to the tune. That's what it's like. And that's why women like this are not women that you can trust or to date. Because it's only now they want to... They have an epiphany. They want to be with a gentleman now. They want to be with a nice guy. But their body is too adjusted to the fuckboy. So their mind wants to do that. But the body... You know how it says, like, the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak? That's what it is. Because a fuckboy, the right one come around, he's just singing those notes. They're saying those right key phrases. And she's dancing like the snake to the guy who plays the flute in the Indiana Jones movie. That's just how it is. Okay. I really hope I'm not the only one who's experienced this. No, you're not, but you're probably one of the very few that could honestly be honest. Well, except that one person I know, that one chick. She said she liked a guy with a dark side. That's what she likes. For some reason, I am more attracted to, I'm more attracted at the task of turning a guy that isn't right for me into the upstanding Bay citizen that than having my Prince Charming from the beginning. Yep. What did I tell you? And this is mostly the mindset of most black women who are like this. My obsession with DIY projects is better spent on Pinterest and at Michael's, because my heart can't take it anymore. I can literally have a nice guy who meets all of my superficial requirements and still look him over to entertain a dude that wouldn't spit on me if I was on fire. That is the case. That is the truth for many of women who are like this. Not all, but those who constantly having sex, constantly fucking bad boys, guess what? You have bad boy DNA. Especially if you're giving them oral sex and you're letting them shoot in your mouth, which most of you do. Most of you do. As we move into the last 3 months, oh yeah, I didn't finish that sentence. Yeah, and most of you do, you start having soul ties. And it's very hard for you to break out of being with a bad boy. As we move into the last 3 months of the year, I want to continue my personal growth, which excludes being nice to these fuckboys. You're lying. That caused me to want to reclaim my time in the first place. Ladies, for real, stop being nice to these guys. I know it's hard because a lot of them are fine as hell. I mean, half of them are in the beard gang group. Oh, God. The beard gang group. Beard gang, not beard bang. God, you need to spell check your shit. I do not understand how people have blogs and you don't use spell check. What's your problem? Half the time, you don't even know because they are often disguised as caring types. However, I have come to the conclusion that these fools keep trying me because I let them, so it's where it stops. I'm sorry. You just had an epiphany. You're still addicted. You still need to, you know, get off bad boy. She needs to go to Bad Boy Dick Anonymous. You need not gonna. No, I solemnly promise to be nice to the nice guys that show me consistency, interest in more than the physical things, and change my attitude as so I can attract the type of relationship I want. I am really going to stay true to this promise and not let it fall astray like those weight loss goals I set back in January. And I plan to make again come January 1st. Look, this woman's lying to herself, okay? I'm sorry. She loves fuckboys like a fat kid loves cake. And she's too into her masculine frame, all right? I'm just looking at this pose that she has and it's picked in her blog, Stop Being Nice to Fuckboys. She's looking like a dude. I'm sorry, man, but she is basically lying to herself. That's what she's doing. She is lying to herself. Okay? There's no way that she is going to stop giving the pussy up to fuckboys. Alright? And not all fuckboys are broke. They got money. Got college degrees. Be in the trade. So, she is, you know, she's just telling lies. She's not going to stop doing it. She's not going to stop. She's going to learn to just fake the funk for a while. And then when it gets too much, she's going to call up DeAndre, Demetrius, or whoever. It's going to make her feel the ocean, the motion in the ocean. She's just lying to herself. That's what most of them do. I've dated women like this. Okay? They tell good lies, you know, to themselves. Most of these women are broken. And most of these women, they're lying. Because when it comes down to it, they're not willing to change. And this is something that's not just physical. This is mental, too. All right? She would have to do a long overhaul with her mind. Most of these women who are like her are feminists. Most of these women do not believe in gender roles. Most of these women want their cake and eat it too. They want to have a 1950s man, okay, but still have the mentality and the ability to do whatever the hell they want, regardless if they're in a relationship or not. 2019 type of woman. That's how they want to be. And a man who's a gentleman and a nice guy, he's not going to put up with that crap. So she's just fooling herself. All right, this is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.